Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, everyone. It's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Jamie Galliotto, Isabel, Sarah Kershaw, Jenny from The Block, Hannah Kincannon, Jortin Blims, Luna Gallimaster, May, Zaragis, Lucille Green Applesauce, Mary Lanners, Gabrielle Murphy, Art Stevens, M, Cassie Waln, Joshua No Relation to Sarah Baldwin, Milan Nigam, Mackenzie Massey, Tavin Kastner, Nathaniel Beck. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Mimic325. May your admissions of guilt always go unrecorded.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Thank you. What is that?
It was a room where he'd been in so many times before. The walls, the chairs, all stained with memory.
Hello, Traxel.
A clone sat there. A simple clone, a stupid clone. But a clone he was stuck with.
Rude, and also, do you want to sit down? Maybe you're just standing on the door.
He walks over to his chair, takes a seat, takes out a packet of cigarettes, realizes he doesn't smoke, closes them, and puts them in the bin.
Okay. Well, all the rooms are bins, so you just kind of threw them into a corner.
He turns to his mandatory compatriot and speaks. David, how are you?
If he is like this all shift, I may crush you both.
Confused.
He is definitely more confused.
Well, aren't we all confused in this crazy mixed-up world? He turns to a viewing port and gazes out into the blackness of space.
Okay, there are no viewing ports.
Considering his
life. There are no viewing ports.
He views a part of the wall he imagines a space viewing hole is. And considers his life.
Okay. And would you mind turning off your little, I don't know, theme tune?
He turns off his background music.
Right.
He turns to his compatriot.
All right, Traxel, what are you doing? You've walked in, you're narrating yourself, you've
What
tried,
case
tried
have we
to
got
smoke.
Today, David? What's on the docket? What's on the desk? What's the DA getting up our backsides about today?
Don't know who the DA is, but this is the quickest you've asked to actually get on with things. So, tell you what, let's get on with things.
He reaches for the cigarettes in the bin, opens them, realises again he doesn't smoke, and throws them away.
Okay, again, that was a second packet of cigarettes, and you threw them into the same corner as the first packet of cigarettes.
You may just need to push through this.
Right. So this case, fine, case, is from...
Aren't all cases the same, really? When you get down to it, there's always a dame, or a dime, or a dome. Remember the case of the dome? That dome killed so many people.
Okay.
Initiating.
This is from Kathbeer Ninden. Pronouns Zizir. The department... of the case person.
Ah, a case. It's always a case. Case on a case. The case of the case, case closed. Case open, case revealed, case in point.
Every time you've been in here, there has been a case or a brief or a complaint or something. It's the only way that we interact with each other, all right? So of course there's a case.
He's getting het up.
Yeah, I am. I am het.
But he's also sitting. There's too many he's. You refer to everybody in the third person, occasionally you're going to get burnt.
What?
He let him continue. He continued.
Okay.
There is only one he in this room, and it is a catastrophe.
Anyway, the department that Kathbeer Ninden is from is the Office of Redundancy and Explosion Management. I assume you know very little about managing explosions, eh, Traxel?
An explosion managed is an explosion halved, and half an explosion still kill you dead. I should know. I've lost 4 partners that way.
No, they've all been recycled because you...
Recycling is an explosion internally. An implosion, perhaps. But is it? No.
Anyway.
Tactlessness detected. Security offended.
So, their role is planet-side relations programmer.
A stuffed shirt, a pencil neck, a pencil pusher, a pusher of pencils into the neck of someone you once loved. Lying dead on the floor, blood pooling. You didn't mean to, you didn't want to. But now, the DA, he's on your ass.
Is that what a relations programmer does?
All relations are the same in the end. You try and relate, the relate turns to hurt, the hurt turns to hate. Now you're a relatator.
Okay, now hang on, Traxel. You're doing this. I know this is usually you just do a thing. But this is like a really specific thing.
He puts a hat on and turns away. He doesn't want to talk about it.
No, I don't want to talk about it either, but if you're going to do this for the entire shift, we're not going to get anything done.
They never understood his methods. A loose cannon, they called him. He didn't belong in the department, but he was the department. I am the department. Traxel Geissman is the greatest detective the world has ever seen.
A detective? You're not. You're an expediter. We are expediters. We are in the expedition hole.
Detexpediter? Perhaps.
No, that's just a portmanteau of detective and expediter, but doesn't make you one of them. You're just an expediter. You're not a detective. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
He puts on his hat. He doesn't want to talk about
You're already wearing a hat. You are now wearing 2 hats.
A third hat.
Okay.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Why?
Hat on a hat on a hat detected. Security alerted.
Traxel, we need to get this done, okay? So, I don't know, whatever thing you're doing, where you're talking about yourself in the third person, you keep picking up cigarettes and then throwing them in the corner, you're wearing 3 hats now. Honestly, this isn't the weirdest shift I've had with you, so fine. Shall I just get on with the complaint, or am I going to have to call it a case to get you to engage?
The clone had a point. The case was on.
The clone always has a point. Anyway, the complaint? The explosions during initial planet building have become increasingly more likely to grow exponentially. Probably some crossover between the redundancy systems and the explosion management systems. We have now accidentally destroyed 12 solar systems, which can't be good.
All systems failures, including automated systems, are legally the fault of user error.
So that's the problem. We're going to have to use our expertise to solve this case.
Systems in systems in systems. You know, when they brought in the explosion management system, I said, it's madness. You can't manage an explosion. Explosions are wild things. They should be allowed to roam free, like me, around the city at night. But they brought it in. And then when that didn't work, they brought a system in to manage that. And when that didn't work, what do?
Bring another system in.
That's darn tootin'. And now it's just systems all over. And when a system manages a system, and that system isn't systematic enough, there's a system clash. And now, we've got exponential explosions. I tried to tell the DA about it, and he said, it's not your department, Geistman! And I said, the world's my department. And everyone living in it. But how? How?
Hang on a minute.
Partner David.
It's the DA Hartrow.
The DA is...
What's the DA's... DA? What's the DA's name?
Dartro Diltz.
What an incredibly rich fiction you've built up. And this city is called...
Deloderma.
Barely even trying.
Okay, is everything just a D? Are you Detective Dexel Deistman?
No, I'm Trexel Geistman, but you're... Clone David.
Clone David?
Partner. Confidant. Hated rival.
What?
Triangle.
What? Okay, fine. We apparently now need to deal with a complaint about a very complex multi-level system which has been implemented by somebody with programmer in their job title. And we are David Seven and Trexel Geistman.
You know, the people we are and the people we pretend to be, maybe they're more of a shell, more of a defense mechanism than anything else. Maybe when things get hard and times get tough and people are moved into departments where they don't feel they belong and all of a sudden the power dynamics are shifted in unacceptable ways, then we retreat. We retreat into characters.
Stating facts is not the same as being profound.
Okay, so that was just extremely self-reflexive and still we're not... And what are you doing, Trexel?
What are we doing?
Okay.
What's anyone doing? Take cigarette out of pocket where secret cigarettes were hidden. Realises he
still
really
don't smoke.
Doesn't
still
smoke.
Still don't smoke.
Throws them away.
Yep. Okay, so you just...
Yeah. So at the end of the day, you got a choice. Do you push against it? Do you let it grind everything to a halt? Or do you lean in as a partner, as a friend?
No, hang on a minute.
As a confidant.
One level up! This all happens to you, you are thinking, do I become a weird, annoying character, or do I just get on with my job and do a good job, eh? Do I rail against it, or just lean into it? Hey, Detective Trexel Geistman, which one are you gonna do?
He puts on a fourth hat.
Right, I...
Maximum legal hat height exceeded. Security alerted.
Fine.
Detective Trexel Geistman.
Yes?
It's me, your faithful Triangle!
Ha! Great. Has the DA been on your ass?
Yes, the DA is standing on my ass right now! Hey, Dartro Diltz, what should we be doing?
You should be getting on with the complaint.
Ah, damn that DA, Dartro Diltz! Her declarative declarations of disappointment are crushing me!
Yeah. She's burning my bottom. There really is. I'm in a frying pan. I'm sitting in a frying pan like a little David sausage. And Dartro Diltz is like, I'm gonna cook you for breakfast if you don't do this case. So my bum is very hot right now, and we need to do this case, okay?
So are we gonna get out of this particular jam, partner clone triangle, David?
Oh, well, as the partner, I really am only here to sort of provide a sort of narrative context around which the detective, you know, the protagonist of this story, Trexel Geistman, who
detective
is...
Detective Trexel Geistman.
Detective Trexel
Attorney
Geistman.
At justice.
What? No.
Justice at law.
Are you also...
Private justificator.
Detective Trexel Geistman, PI?
Ha! In a way.
I'm going to regret this. Trexel?
Yes?
You're a PI.
I am.
What does PI stand for?
Why would you do this?
Predisposed to investigative justice.
Okay. So, how are you going to investigate this case?
I've forgotten the case.
Right, do you want me to read it out again?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, Kathby R. Ninden, Planetside Relations Programmer. The problem that they have is the explosions during initial planet building have become increasingly more likely to grow exponentially, right? So we've got a chain reaction of explosions.
Yeah.
Probably some crossover between the redundancy systems and the explosion management systems. So it looks like the redundancy systems are doing the opposite of what they should be doing.
That's
so
instead how it of, seems.
Instead of suppressing explosions, they are creating more.
Okay. And, seems logical.
Yes, and they have now accidentally destroyed 12 solar systems, which can't be good. And do you know what? I agree. It's probably not good.
Probably not good. Well, if my many, many years as an investigator has taught me anything, the obvious, the clear, the most reasonable point, it's never that! Redundancy systems, explosion management systems, all jargon and hoo-ha, all thought up by the bean counters and the pencil-neck pushers to confuse the working person like you and me.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
When there's a problem, when there's a mystery,
yeah,
follow the money.
Okay.
Follow it all the way to the top. Qui bono? Who benefits?
Right, so what you're saying is, we might have a problem here. You need to look for the most complicated thing and then follow the money. So by the principle of Trexel's razor, what is the problem? Detective Trexel Geistman, PI.
The problem?
Yeah.
The problem is corruption.
Where?
Who would benefit from the destruction of solar systems? Stellar Firma? Surely not. That would cause problems. People don't want to buy planets if planets keep exploding. That's a terrible thing. Nobody wants to be exploded unless you have a very specific kink.
All of their planets have been exploded, and then they need to buy more planets.
Supply and demand, insurance fraud, all these things. So many more options, each one more complicated and reasonable than last.
This goes all the way to the top.
It does.
It was...
Wait.
But that means the culprits are... the board.
No! David, what are you doing, you idiot? Whatever's happening, it's not... The board have never done anything wrong. Everybody loves the board. Okay. It's not the board. It goes all the way...
Those guns are so big.
It goes all the way to a different top.
Yes.
It goes all the way to the top
of
Galactonium.
What? No, it's not Bathin. Bathin would never do that.
Bathin.
No, never.
Think about it.
No,
think about it.
Bathin would never do that.
Come here. Calm down, David. Think about it with your tiny brain. Who would benefit more from the downfall of Stellar Firma?
Megatrons.
The Megatrons couldn't plan like this.
The polar bears.
The polar bears couldn't plan like this.
A star marlin.
The star marlins couldn't plan like this.
The Goober Garbers of Ghibli-Gam.
You made that one up to trick me, but
what?
It's not them either.
Oh, okay.
It's Bathin.
No, it's not
Galactoniums always look very jealously on Stellar Firma. They have very minor terraforming technology, and they want more.
No.
But they can't get more if Stellar Firma's the big dog.
No, it's a proven fact that Bathin is lovely and very kind. And if you blow up 12 solar systems, you're going to kill a lot of people, which is the kind of thing that certain people with the initials DTGPI might do, but not Bathin.
Think about it, David.
Uh-huh.
There might be another way.
Uh-huh.
Galactonium, it's a feudal system. Sure, Bathin's the lord, but them working under him? They're the lord too in the name of the lord. So perhaps somebody's trying to do a little good turn for old Bathin. Impress him like so many others want to impress him.
So what you're...
He may not even know.
So what you're saying is that by solving this case, we'll be saving Bathin.
Let's not get too hasty, because we can't save Bathin, because Bathin isn't something that you would save, but
Bathin
we might be able
save.
To...
Saved for later, like the snack he is. Yum.
David, if it seems like your loyalty is more to Bathin than to Stellar Firma, guess what's going to come out of the walls full of guns?
No. Look, I can like Bathin. I can like Bathin more than certain individuals who are also in this room with me. But Stellar Firma...
Who are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know, Trexel. Who could it be? Maybe it's a pile of cigarettes in the corner or your four hats.
He picks up a handful of still-smoking cigarettes, puts them in a hat, puts them on his head and singes his wig.
Okay. We're just going to... It's caught. No, you're...
No, it's fine.
No, you're...
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Keep going.
No, Trexel. Trexel.
Ow.
Get in the puddle. Get in the puddle. Get in the puddle.
Okay. Perhaps that was an attempt on his life by the agents of Bathin.
I... Okay.
Could it be an attempt on his life by the agents of Bathin?
No, it couldn't. No, I'm done playing with this? No, look, Trexel, what is going on? Why are you doing this? Why are you pretending you're some kind of detective in a fake city? And just... What? Stop it!
You couldn't let me have this, could you, David?
Let you have what?
Something. I'm not good at this.
You have loads. You have loads. You have your own office. You've got your name. You can go outside. You can go to the Astral Bar whenever you want. During shifts, apparently. You're basically immune from ramifications. And I'm stuck here in this horrible little trash hole being an expediter's assistant. And you're so sad about being an expediter.
It is ash in my mouth, David. You think I... want to spend time out there, really, wandering around with people avoiding my eye? Saying, oh, hello there, person. They're like, oh, I don't want to talk to him because he's an idiot. A worthless idiot who can't even do his job.
Fine. If you
could do my job, David, back before you, I was the best.
Oh, really? You were the best?
I was the best.
You were the best. Is that why you kept killing clones?
The clones aren't important.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
So now it comes out. Hmm?
No, I'm...
Ever since Percy, eh? Oh, clones are unimportant.
Okay, David, I'm...
Because all you've done previously is heavily implied that, but it's good to hear you say it explicitly. Now we know where we stand.
No, that was wrong. That was wrong, David. I got cross. The clones are of value. And I should not treat them so lightly, because they are still people.
Wow.
Both the barest minimum and the best you could hope for.
And I'm trying to work on it, but it is difficult, David, because I had an anchor, and that anchor was my work, and now my work keeps changing, and now it's changed into something I just can't do very well. So I was just, you know... having a go at a different person. Maybe if I was a different person. Maybe if I was the world's greatest detective, I'd have value. Maybe if I'm the world's greatest doctor, I'll have value. Maybe if I'm someone who can make a blind bit of difference!
Okay, well, why don't you actually try?
Because trying is difficult, and I don't want to do it!
2 steps forward, 1 step back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Okay, yes, trying is difficult.
It is.
Board knows I know.
So hard.
Why don't we just try together, hey? Why don't we just engage with the problem, think about it, come up with some suggestions, write them down, and put them in that little tube.
Should I take off these hats?
You can keep the hat if you want.
I'll keep 2 hats.
As long as we don't mention the hats anymore.
But they're on my head.
So they can remain there.
Right, but I'm putting them at a rakish angle.
Hats are better seen and not heard.
It tracks.
Right. So the problem that they have is that their redundancy systems, or their explosion management systems, are causing a cascade, which is causing more explosions, right?
Right.
Very similar to sort of a nuclear reaction, right?
I suppose so.
So, let's think about this. What do...
Switch off one of the systems.
Good idea, detected. Everyone baffled.
The systems are interacting badly and they cause an exponential problem, then you... keep turning them off until it stops happening, and then you turn them back on one by one and isolate the problem, and there you go.
Fine. Troubleshoot.
Was that it? Did I do it?
Yes. You did it.
Well, that wasn't that hard.
No.
I don't need to personally grow at all.
Secretly, all the time,
I was amazing
no,
at this.
No.
Huzzah!
No.
I am the King Expediter. No problem can stand against my mighty brain. Fear me, issue, for I shall shoot your trouble dead and laugh as I dance on your troublesome corpse.
Warning. Clone temperature rising to critical levels.
David! Stop picking things! David, please!
I'm just gonna pop the solution
into the tube.
Licking.
Taps. Back out of here. Okay, I'll see you next time, David. Loving you with you. Bye!
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat, Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Kahn. To subscribe, buy merchandise or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.